So this is our third time trying to record this episode. So we took a break, not on purpose.
Yeah, no.
It was on accident. I was listening back to the last episode at the very end. I was like, same time, same place, same streaming service, next week, see you there. And then we didn't record for like 3 months.
We're just cock teasing.
Yeah. I mean,
like, what's up, guys? We'll see you next week. Bitch,
you thought. Gone. Yeah, so we left for 3 months. It was not on purpose, I swear. And it wasn't for anything serious. Like, neither of us got sick. Nothing dramatic happened. We didn't have a falling out. We still talk every single day.
Yeah, we didn't talk to y'all, but we talked to each other.
It's just... holiday started back up again. Retail scary.
Yeah, it was very stressful. So if y'all work in retail, you'll know that people are nasty, and they just stay being that. They're never not nasty.
Oh yeah, especially with Miss Rona still going around.
The Backstreet Boys reunion tour.
With the Backstreet Boys reunion tour going around, it's a wild time.
Yeah, it's not. So
we
fun.
Just needed. We needed a break. We were originally going to go to, like, recording and posting every other week. But in retail, things move incredibly quickly. So left, right, and center, it's suddenly December. And we're like, huh.
Yeah, I straight up was like, oh, wow, cool. I got my Christmas shopping done. When's Christmas? And then I get a call like, hey, it's Christmas. And I was like, ah, it's Christmas.
You're like, how did that happen?
And it's like months and a half. Like, you know, like, calendars are there for a reason, so you can tell how long it is, but like you can't, because like everything goes too fast. There's so many, like, at least for my job, there's so many sales we had to go through. I had to hire people, which was like exhausting.
No, yeah, I feel it. We also had to hire people, which was not great at all. We also because of Miss Rona. So Danny works in
hell.
Yes, but it's also not necessarily like apparel versus my store. We have a lot of apparel and a lot of trinkets. So when we came back from the big summer break, the amount of markdowns that we had to do, we had like 36 pages of markdowns, I think, in total. Mm-hmm. Over the first like week and a half, it was like 36 pages of go find these things and put them on sale and put them in the front and make people buy them. And we were like, the store's dirty. And that's what you want us to focus on? Okay, I guess.
That sucks. I'm so sorry.
It's wild. And I told it to my district manager, and he was just like, oh, that sucks. And I was like, I don't think you realize how much 36 pages of markdowns
that is. Sounds like a lot. Like, I got 3 pages of ship, like, orders this today.
Yeah,
there's like maybe 5 things on each page, so it's like 15 items. And I was like, no, I'm too much of a lady for this. Like, I was talking to my ASM, and I was just straight up just like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here in the morning anymore. I don't want to ship out anything. I'm fucking done. I'm tired of call, because we have to ring up our DM for any declines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm fucking tired of talking to her about this. I only want good shit to come out of my mouth to her ears. Like, this it.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell her that I don't have a product that I should have been taking care of and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
No help.
So for us, markdowns, it's 3 columns and about 9 items per column. And each item, it's a SKU. So that SKU could be, it's one SKU, but there's 10 of that one item. 36 pages of that in the first, like, 2 weeks.
That's ridiculous.
It was awful. And obviously not all the pages are full. Sometimes we get, like, a page here, a page there. And it just took forever. And I'm pretty sure we didn't even finish. And no one who I work with listens to this podcast. So, I have no problem saying that.
What? Dad doesn't listen to our podcast anymore?
Not regularly. He clips in for the beginning.
This is my favorite book series. How dare he? He's supposed to love me.
He does love you. Dad talks about how much he loves you all the time. Dad, for any new listeners, is my manager. I call him Dad against his will. I did that when he started working there a year ago, because we both started at the same time. And we realize we're very similar, but he's 6 years older than me. So he gives me a lot of dad advice. How old did you think he was?
My age? I didn't know he was that much older than me.
He was 30. He just turned 30.
Yeah, that's a good... I'm 26, 7.
Yeah, you're 27.
Sorry.
And so he gives me a lot of dad advice. And so I started calling him dad. But karma fucking came around. Because with the seasonal, there's one of them who now calls me his big sister. And I didn't give him permission to do that. And I told that to dad, and I was like, yeah, no, he started calling me his big sister just like every now and then. And I don't know when it started. It didn't occur to me. And he went, that's fucking karma. I never gave you permission to call me dad, and yet you never stopped. And I was like, fuck, you're right. So we came full circle. Full circle at the end of the day. But yeah, that's why we've been gone. And we are still... These are going to be two separate episodes, so this is just going to be one quick, like, 15-minute episode of where we've been, what are we planning on doing, what's next?
Exactly.
So if you're listening to this one, the next part of The Raven King is going up right after it. So you can listen to both back to back. We just didn't want to do one full episode in case, like, new listeners were like, why are they talking 20 minutes about themselves? This is what I tuned in for. So, those who care have the option to be like, oh, I want to know why they're not dead or why they came back. Hey, guys. So, how's it going? My dudes, my friends. Did you not know that's why I wanted to do two episodes? For those of you that missed that snort, there you go.
It's not that I knew that. But for the people who don't care about us. Okay. That hit me in like a good spot. I was like, ooh.
Oh man.
I really got my goat.
Oh, I'm so glad. Also, for those of you who are concerned, we are recording remotely. We're not recording together.
Yeah, no.
For safety, because the Bay Area did get shut down again.
Yes.
And while we still have to work retail, we don't have to cross-contaminate.
Exactly. Because yes. You know what people do be, Gabby?
Nasty.
They be nasty.
They be nasty.
But, yeah, we are, like Gabby said, we are doing it remotely, and we're being safe at all times, which yes. Everyone should be. I cannot stress that enough. Make sure to wash your hands, social distance, stuff like that.
Also, don't be fucking with strangers. Apparently there's been a spike in super gonorrhea recently. Not even kidding.
Super gonorrhea sounds like the worst supervillain ever.
It does, but yeah, no, it's true. So I first heard about super gonorrhea at the very, very beginning, like right before we even shut down.
I think you told me about super gonorrhea.
I think so.
This isn't news to me. I'd be like, oh, like, yeah.
So it was at work in like last February. Mm-hmm. We were doing an overnight floor change, and one of my coworkers, who is a hoe loud and proud, we were just like, we just want you to be safe. Like, what are your safe sex practices? Like, are you good? Because he's, like, a little dumb. But, like, we cared about him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was going through it, and he goes, oh, no, 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 no. What did he say? He's like, you can't come into this club unless you're a VIP or something like that.
We stan. Because that's fucking good advice.
Yeah. And then my other coworker was like, okay, good. Let me tell you about super gonorrhea. I went on a big tangent about super gonorrhea. And I saw an article the other day being like, hey, guys, stop fucking. Corona cases are going up, and so are super gonorrhea cases. Keep it in your fucking pants.
Yeah.
Buy yourself a sex toy. Adam and Eve has sales all the time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And also, shout out to Adam and Eve. Maybe you could sponsor us.
I would love an Adam and Eve sponsorship. That'd be so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, but also, yeah, get a sex toy.
Yeah.
Masturbate.
FaceTime sex. Bring back phone sex.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So Gabby has this in the wrong way, and I have it in the correct way.
Oh, I'm like, what are you talking about?
I have an audio kink that, like,
yes,
that I'm fucking about. But Gabby does not, because her ASMR makes her feel weird, and my meridian response is fucking wop wop wop.
So
that's not going in, but I can feel it.
No,
like,
yes it is. Yes it is.
I was like, wait, should I say that? And I was like, wait, yeah, that's going
in. Yeah. We're a safe sex podcast. We want Adam and Eve to sponsor us.
But no, yeah, that's why I deleted my Tinder and my Bumble for now, because people be nasty.
People be nasty, and people really do be like, do you want to come over right now? And I was like, when was your last COVID test? And they're like, I've never had one. And I'm like, please leave me alone. Thank you.
I'll come over when the cows come home.
And the cows are lost.
I don't have any cows. They're never coming home. Never going to be there.
What they're gonna say? Oh no, the ASMR thing. So ASMR affects me very, very strongly, and I want it to be a kink, but I haven't found anything that I like. Cause everything, it has to be like, I don't know if it has to be very specific or what, but I don't know. I'm just like, I want to make this work in my favor.
I can say this though, because I listen to Yagami Yado, which, by the way, $10 a month will get you that good weeb shit, that good old. One of the voices that they do makes me want to crawl out of my own skin, but I also did have fun with my own sex toy yesterday with it. But it's a voice that, like, this one actually shouldn't go on the podcast because it's going to make you feel weird, but, like, it's the...
Oh, no.
That one? That's what the whole voice is.
No, thank you.
And I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's fun. Like, yeah, but then I'm like...
I'm going to cut the clip out of you doing it, but it's the grudge sound, essentially.
Yeah, I can do it very well.
Yeah, no, I hated it. She just did it for me, and I hated it, and I will not subject you to that.
It's good, though.
It's really good.
I can talk in, like, full sentences. I wanted to be a voice actor, FYI. So I try and do voice as much as possible, but that one, like, I can't. I listen to it with Hawks, because I love the Hawks ones that they do, and that gets my goat real good. But no, yeah, it really depends, because sometimes, like, just soft voices will do it to me, too. But yeah, no, discover a new kink.
If you're not going to do anything else in quarantine, discover something new about yourself.
Yeah.
Consider.
Like, honestly, yeah. Don't find that in another person. 2021 is the year of you not fucking around with other people. Fuck with yourself.
The you of making your VIP list, only you.
You're the very important person.
Yes, you are. But yeah, this was just a quick check-in, letting you guys know we're okay, we're alive. The next episode's going up right after this. We just want to let you know life was stressful.
Depression is a real thing, and if anyone ever tells you it's not, tell them to come here. I'm not intimidating. I'm not strong, but I will fuck them up.
I'm apparently intimidating, and
yeah, you're scary as hell.
Hell fucking yeah! I love that,
Gabby. If you guys watch Haikyuu, Gabby is the Nishi 4'3" motherfucker who's just gailing on the floor, and I am Asahi, the giant, the gentle giant who looks intimidating as fuck. That's but fair. I apparently don't look intimidating, which upsets me.
No, you're soft. You're all curves. You know what I mean?
We'll talk about it in the banter in the next episode.
All right, guys. We'll see you in a minute in the very next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Wash your hands.
Wear a mask. Bye, guys. Bye.